This is Joanna Schrader reporting live from Commodity Classic, and I am here with Terry Stone, who's the Sustainability Manager of Syngenta. Terry, how are you?
I'm fine. Thanks, Joanna.
So, Terry, it looks like you're heading up a brand new team for Syngenta, the Sustainability Team. What's your focus?
Well, our focus is, frankly, helping growers produce more from less, to realize where they're at in terms of how they're, not just how much they're producing, but how much energy, water, soil loss, and other impacts they're having in producing.
How does sustainability and this challenge of feeding 9 billion people go hand in hand?
They do very, very closely. Farmers are the original stewards of the land. And when you think about land, you have to think about the soil. And the soil is the farmer's bread and butter. They've been very careful about trying to manage the health of their soil. And the healthier soil is, the more productive that land will be. First thing is really to provide them with information, products, to be able to help them perhaps convert to more minimal tillage, to be able to use other practices that will reduce input use overall, and at the end of the day, be able to produce more from less.
Can you talk a little bit about what Syngenta is doing to address some of the water issues and some of the energy issues as well?
Oh, absolutely. Well, from a water perspective, we have a new trait coming out next year in 2011. It's water optimization. So in areas where there's maybe inconsistent rainfall or inconsistent moisture, and the farmer might already be kind of struggling because of drought, this product will be able to help the grower realize more of that yield potential than was lost because of not having enough water. It's pretty significant, actually, and it begins to expand the areas where growers can actually produce. So we're very excited about that.
But on the energy side, what are some of the things that you're looking at there?
On the energy side, it's really interesting because a lot of our products really help the efficiency of production. So, for example, Quilt, if it's a fungicide that's applied later in the season, and what happens is the corn stalk is stronger. So what that means is that more plants are standing upright. It allows the harvester to go through more easily, which enables less fuel because you're able to move through the field faster, less labor, less time to be able to do that, and, of course, more yield because you're also have more corn to actually harvest. The other neat thing about that is that it allows the grain to mature longer in the field and to dry down longer in the field. So when it goes to the elevator to reduce moisture even further, it reduces the energy that's required to dry down that grain. And that has important impacts on energy efficiency and also climate as well.
So, obviously we're here at a farmer show. What message in terms of sustainability and the work you're doing, what message do you want them to know?
I would really encourage growers to begin thinking about what their own field footprint is. U.S. farmers are by far the most efficient and productive in the world. But it's important to understand how productivity also relates to the use of other natural resources. Once they have a baseline and can begin determining where to start, then they can choose the areas where they want to improve upon and eventually grow more from less.
Well, great. Thanks, Terry.
You're welcome.